order to play with this record...
Wait, is this me?
...tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Are we about to go live?
2, 3, 4, hit it!
Wait, is this happening? Okay, here we go.
You are now listening to DJ EJ.
Okay, that's definitely me. Good morning, and welcome to a very fabulous Monday morning. I think the sun is making its way out. It looks like it's blushing just a little bit. And I got to tell you, there is something about a very sunny start to the work week, and I, for one, love this kind of weather. So, whether you're a fan of boating, hiking, or even exploring, this is definitely the time to do it. Welcome back to the show. I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson, and you are tuned in and turned up with The Morning Buzz. And with it being Monday, that only means one thing. That means we've got MWR Fitness in the building. Please help me welcome Miss Angelina Gott. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good, waiting for the coffee to kick in.
When I tell you, you are every bit of energy that I could use this morning, and I was just saying that too. Shout out to Mr. G. We were texting earlier today, and I was messaging him on Facebook, and I was like, I could use this energy. And he said, we got this. I said, yeah, we do. We got this.
Everybody, so, you got this week.
We do. We absolutely do. So I know we've got so much to talk about. It's been a little while, I think, since we've actually had a chance to connect. But we've got so much to talk about when it comes to MWR Fitness. And I, for one, am very excited because there are a lot of really great and exciting events coming up that I am so looking forward to. It's speaking of energy, which we could all use. So definitely looking forward to getting into that. So for those of you that are within earshot, make sure you continue to keep it here because there is so much to cover, and I can't really wait to get started. So let's go on ahead and cue up the music, and when we come back, we're going to have so much to discuss with Miss Angelina from MWR Fitness. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you on one beautiful Monday morning, America's Best. That was Rihanna with Ponder Replay. It is DJ EJ here. So excited because we've got Miss Angelina Gott from MWR Fitness in the building. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Great to have you. I knew that I needed my source of energy this morning, and I was reminded. I said, it's Monday. MWR Fitness is going to be here.
So I try my best.
It works out really, really well. I said, try my best. Actually, if you are just joining us, you've come just in the nick of time because we're going to start talking a little bit about MWR Fitness. So tell us, what is happening when it comes to fitness?
Last week, we had our first April Youth Fitness Orientation. Yeah. The next one will be on Thursday, April 23rd. You can sign up at the front desk of either NAS1, NAS2 gym. But the Youth Orientation will be held at the NAS1 gym at 4:30 in the afternoon on Thursday, April 23rd. So if you are between 10 and 17, you need a Youth Fitness Orientation card. So therefore, you have to go through our Youth Fitness Orientation. Our fitness coordinators walk you around the gym, show you how to use specific equipment, go over just the general rules. Just all good things to know if you're a gym parent and you want to start bringing your kids to the gym.
I like that.
Yeah.
Actually, that's really cool. There is another really exciting event that's going to be here before we know it.
Yes, the Color Run. We're switching it up this year. Color Run is going to be in April instead of at Red, White, and Boom. So our Color Run is going to be Saturday, April 25th. The location is Maranai. We're going to do a quick, it's about a mile run through Maranai. We're going to have 10, I think, color stations. So you're going to get extra colorful, extra powder on your shirts. Make sure you wear a white t-shirt if you want the color to really, really show. We always need volunteers. So if you're not a runner, but you want to get an LOA and just help out the community in the fitness department, shoot us an email or just stop by the front desk if you're looking to volunteer. If you want to register for the Color Run, we do have signups again at either front desk. And we're doing the run in conjunction with Sapper. So we do have, I think some of our colors are the ribbon colors for Sapper, like the turquoise or the teal, purple. So it should be a really cool event. We're going to have food, face painters, bouncy houses. I know that youth sports has some soccer games going on at the exact same time, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time.
I love that so very much. So the Color Run takes place on Saturday, April 25th.
Mm-hmm.
So very good information. It'll be at the Maranai Housing Complex. And for those of you that are interested and you want to volunteer, that is going to be the most colorful, creative event, and it's going to be a good time. One of the things I love is when events happen at like the same time, shifting gears just a little bit. So I know there is an opportunity for people to get certified, yes?
Yes. Yeah, so if you are are an ACFL and wanting to become a CFL, or you just want to become a CFL, we are hosting the CFL certification course at Sigonella May 4th through the 8th. So if you want to register for that, you have to go through the CNIC website. If you're wanting to be CFL certified, that class is May 4th through the 8th. Please sign up as quickly as you can, because there are limited spots, because there's a ratio between teachers and students.
I gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I love it. So for those of you that are interested, it's good to know that the CFL certification is right around the corner, so you don't want to miss the opportunity to be able to do that May 4th through 8th.
Mm-hmm.
So for our highly motivated individuals, yes, that want to lead any fitness, which I think is pretty terrific.
Yes, keep Sigonella in shape.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. Keep us in shape. So definitely works out. Okay. And some point as well that I know you wanted to mention, a couple of other notes that are happening within MWR Fitness.
Yeah, so we are hiring for our front desk employees. And for sports, if you really like to be outside at adult sports, I do have a rec aid position that's been open for about over a year now. So if anybody likes to work weekday evenings and loves sports, that's the spot for you.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic information. Thank you so much for that. So for our listeners, make sure you keep it here. We actually have some pretty exciting news coming up. Here is Bad Bunny with you on 105.9. It's DJ EJ here. We've got Miss Angelina Guy from MWR Fitness. And I don't want to keep people in suspense for too long, but just before the break, we made mention there has been a question that has circulated. And so now I think it's time to get that question answered. So tell us what is happening when it comes to NAS1.
Yeah. So for all of you lap swimmers, the NAS1 pool is officially open for lap swim.
That is going to show up very, very quickly.
Yes. And we appreciate everybody's patience.
Fantastic information. Thank you so much for that.
Of course.
So since we've now gotten that out the way, that was a very pressing concern for a lot of people, I'm sure. I want to talk to you about sports. So what's happening when it comes to sports?
So we are about to finish our Captain's Cup softball tournament. So then we're going into the intramural season. Our intramural slow pitch softball league is starting not this week, not next week, but April 28th. However, the registration deadline for it is today.
It is
so
today.
I need rosters in by 1600 today so that I can send out emails tomorrow and let everybody know that they're registered.
You know what? You guys really stay on top of this. I was looking at
Try
it too,
my
and
best.
I was like, I think the deadline looks like it's today.
It is today.
So look at that. Intramural slow pitch softball league. Try saying that one five times
fast. And all entry or knowledge levels are welcome.
So now let's talk about the Captain's Cup tennis tournament.
Yes. So going into racket sports. So we have our Captain's Cup tennis tournament that will be starting Wednesday, April 28th. The registration deadline for that is Monday, April 27th. So our divisions, we will have doubles and singles for both men's and women's and doubles co-ed. So again, this is one of those things where you have to compete with someone who is attached to the same command as you are.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yes.
Makes total sense. Okay. So that registration deadline I know is soon approaching.
Mm-hmm.
Great information considering that it is already the 13th of April.
Yes.
For those of you that are interested in taking advantage of the Captain's Cup tennis tournament, just note that the registration deadline is Monday, April 27th, and the tournament begins when?
It begins the 29th.
Woo woo! Look at that. Okay, that is awesome. Okay, I was definitely testing you on
that.
Yes,
I had to look just so I didn't say the wrong date.
I want to thank you so much. You guys are really fantastic about this, and one of the things I think I really do appreciate, especially when it comes to MWR Fitness, is your passion for fitness and your passion for sports. It is absolutely through the roof. Your energy is always on 10 every single week. All of these things will be here well before you know it. So you want to make sure that you continue to stay tuned, because we still have so much information to pass along just before the 9 o'clock hour, and even more really great music as well. Here is Zara Larsson with Midnight Sun on 105.9.